Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2043, My Single Greatest Achievement by Vitaly Kasanelson of ContrarianEdge.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to another bonus Sunday episode. This is where we get to hear from one of our other shows in our podcast network. And today's comes from Optimal Relationships Daily. So with that, here's Greg as we optimize your life.
My Single Greatest Achievement by Vitaly Kasanelson of ContrarianEdge.com. On Sunday, we drove my 18-year-old, Jonah, to the airport. He's taking a gap year after graduating high school, and will spend the next two semesters in Israel. He'll be taking classes at American Jewish University, doing internships, touring Israel, and discovering himself. After we hugged Jonah and put him on the plane, my wife looked at my daughters, Hannah, 13, Mia Sarah, 5, and said, "You're not going anywhere. You'll be home-colleged." I share my wife's sentiment. Intellectually, you know that your kids will grow up, but you want to slow down the process as much as possible. Still, you know this day will come, and the only thing you can do is spend as much time as you can with them while they still live under the same roof as you. And when the time comes for them to leave, you just don't want to let them go. After we dropped Jonah off, my wife and I took our daughters to Vail for a day, where I drowned my sorrow in pasta and ice cream. I almost never eat either. This was a major off-the-wagon moment for me. When your kids leave for college, you somehow get to look back at your life through a different lens. You start asking yourself, did I spend enough time with them? Before Jonah boarded the plane, we exchanged letters. It was his idea. My wife and I wrote a letter to him, and he wrote one to us and his sisters. There was a paragraph in his letter that put tears in my eyes. Quote, "Thank you for using your time to create great memories with me while still balancing everything else that you do. A while ago, you read a book about Warren Buffett. In this book, it talked about how Warren wished he had spent more time with his kids. You were worried that you weren't spending enough time with me. Don't worry. I can happily say that you were and are a great father. I have never in my life felt that you didn't spend enough time with me." End quote. This stands above everything else I have accomplished in my life. Everything else feels somehow temporary and insignificant. I remember when Jonah was a few years old. I held his tiny hand and I was thinking, what will he be like when he grows up? I was trying to picture him as an adult. I could not. Now I see an adult, standing at 6'4", with a deep voice, a great sense of humor, curly hair, and a kind heart. Today, I look at my two girls and try to imagine them growing up. Just like with Jonah, I cannot. But they will. I have only 5 and 13 years left before Hannah and Mia Sarah leave home. And though it feels far off, the time will fly, just like it did with Jonah. Now I want to set new, higher standards for myself when I spend time with my kids. I recently read that attention is the currency of time. I want to make sure that when I spend time with my girls, I am there with them 100%, not thinking about a stock or a book I just read, but giving them my full attention. Personal finance article follow-up. I wanted to add an important point that I forgot to include in my personal finance article. Health, time, education, and experiences are categories of spending that are important to my family, and as a consequence, our budget for them is very loose. But just because they are important to us does not mean that they should be important to all my readers. Not at all. We are different. We have different values, different financial situations, and are at different stages of our lives. My categories were examples of my family's conscious choices. Here's another example. I have a friend. He's divorced and has a 21-year-old son he is very close with. He is a personal trainer and chooses to work 20 hours a week. He lives in an apartment that is slightly bigger than his car and that he shares with a roommate. His son lives on his own. He doesn't eat out much and generally leads a very modest day-to-day lifestyle. But he loves traveling. A couple times a month, he takes a 3-day trip with his son to a new place in the U.S. They stay in cheap $60 motels. I get the feeling that spending time with his son is the main reason why he loves to travel. He also enjoys the experience of driving, and despite his modest income, leases a $35,000 car every 2 years. I doubt that he intentionally sat down and wrote out a budget. But he made a budget through intentional prioritization of his spending, elevating things he values and enjoys, travel and driving, and de-emphasizing things that are less important to him, like food and size of his dwelling. At this point in his life, he chooses to work just enough to cover his very limited needs. And here's the best part. He is incredibly happy. Just as a reminder, happiness equals reality minus, properly calibrated, expectations. I unintentionally tied the two aforementioned articles together. Our personal budget should follow our values. We need to figure out what matters to us, our values, and calibrate and prioritize our spending accordingly. After all, money buys the most when it buys things we actually value. You just listened to the post titled, My Single Greatest Achievement, by Vitaly Katzenelson of ContrarianEdge.com.
Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Thank you so much to Vitaly for a wonderful post and for sharing his wonderful realization about what achievement really means to him and for many others. If you know much about Vitaly, you know that he's a successful guy who has had many different ventures. I won't get into his whole bio, but with that being said, I think this article underhandedly highlights the fact that although we only have so much time, we can still harvest great family relationships while also making time for ourselves and fulfilling our own desires. One might argue that it's self-fulfillment that fuels us to do better by our family members, actually, whether we have lofty personal goals or find simpler pleasures in life, like Vitaly's friend, who he referenced at the end of the article, a portion I particularly enjoyed. It's not one or the other, my friends. It is being aware of your values, making them the focal point, and eliminating the nonsense around them. And that is how we are going to end this week. A lot to think about and hopefully some good reflection for you all this weekend. I hope you all have a great few days to unwind and relax. And I will be back with you on Monday with another post and where your optimal life awaits.